Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 358, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. When in his might the Lord arose to set us free, and Zion was restored from her captivity in transports then of joy and mirth, we praise the Lord of all the earth. And what follows, Psalter 358, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 126 and 127. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. As Psalm 126 and 127, a song of degrees. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. A song of degrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Allow, children, are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, as so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Wayne Van Harten, who was spared in an automobile accident, Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was in and out of the hospital with increasing difficulties and concerns, Mr. John Vandenbroek, who needs a heart procedure this week Tuesday in Lethbridge, and Mrs. Gerda Vandenbroek, who remains in the Calgary Hospital and who is scheduled for heart surgery on Friday. Elder John Vandenbroek, who hopes to turn 81 on Wednesday, and also on Wednesday, Mr. and Mrs. Willem and Tony Slingeland hope to commemorate their 62nd anniversary. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is pleased thee in thy merciful and in thy sparing providence to grant unto us and our dear children another Lord's Day, another soul's mark a day, and then we may humbly acknowledge thee for thy caring, for thy sparing, for thy protecting, and for thy providing hand in this past week and in this morning hour. And then it has pleased thee to graciously watch over us wherever we were called to be, and where thou hast also watched over a young father, where he has come in an accident, ah Lord, in that family circle, the callings have been manifold, where by renewal he has come in an accident, and just recently they have stood on the cemetery to bury a dear father. Ah, may all the callings be sanctified. And then also in this day, then we may repeat what we have heard out of thy holy word from the psalmist, where he was given to exclaim, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Where in the past week, then elections have been held, and then we commend unto thee him whom thou so wonderfully hast spared in the months gone, and who by renewal has been elected to be the next president over a nation which is such a large place upon the earth, a nation which thou wast rich so blessed so richly with many a revival, and also outwardly, but a nation which has departed so far from thy word and from thy institutions and from thy law, then we humbly ask thee, wilt thou remember him? May he be given oftentimes to bow his knees asking wisdom of thee, oftentimes opening thy holy word. Wilt thou strengthen and encourage in the midst of all the opposition? May he be carried upon the wings of prayer, and that he may be used as an instrument in thy hand to turn the nation back to thy word. But, O Lord, then it is necessary that thy word may be opened, and that it may be used, because it is written in thy word, when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And it is also declared that the time has come that judgment must begin in the house of God. Lord, then in this morning hour, then also fathers and mothers have come up who may surely repeat with the psalmist, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Where thou wast spared the lives of the mothers, and where thou wast given unto them such precious gifts, a little child, and even a father and mother, a double gift. And may what has transpired in the past week upon this world, may that also be encouragement for these parents in a dark, a solemn, and a serious time, that thou wast not given everything over. Lord, wilt thou grant unto these fathers and mothers what they cannot give unto themselves, and that is a broken and a humble heart. Under thy goodness, may there be those times that they may sprinkle their children with their tears on account of thy goodness, but also profound impressions that they are embracing eternity in their arms. And then thou grantest, thou wast spared them for their children, and the children for them which were born. There is also a father and mother amongst them that has brought their firstborn to the cemetery. Wilt thou uphold and continue to remember them? And then in this morning hour, then these fathers and mothers, they may be privileged to present, to dedicate their little children unto thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. May in this past week and in this morning hour, may there have been exercises to that end, a begging of thee, that thou may do for the family circles what is so richly signified, pointed to in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, it is a privilege when the names of our children may be enrolled in the register of the church under the external administration of the covenant, but our names need to be written in the book of the Lamb, and to that end, for the ingathering of thy church, thou hast appointed the means of grace. And to that end, these fathers and mothers by renewal hope to make a solemn oath, and thou knowest how they have been exercised with that oath, because who is sufficient unto these things, that they are called upon to bring up their children in the fear of the Lord. Lord, we cannot convert them, but we are called to instruct them. Wilt thou grant thy help to that end? And wilt thou, may it please thee, by thy free and sovereign grace, to take early possession of their little hearts, and then they shall be granted by the work of the Holy Spirit to choose thee for their God, thy word for their guide, needing thy Spirit for their teacher, choosing thy people for their companions, and holiness for their way, that at the end they may receive heaven for their home, where they may be given to eternally praise thee for thy wonderful works in the way of providence and in the way of grace. Then we commend unto thee grandparents, great-grandparents, also a great blessing added, but also an increased responsibility, and thou also knowest how it is in their hearts concerning their seed, whether truly there are those exercises, that wrestling at the throne of grace for thy wonderful works of grace. Then we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Remember the parents that have experienced difficulties in their married life. And then we commend unto thee all the special needs, ah Lord, an handicapped daughter, where the difficulties and the concerns are greatly increasing, and where it seems that the physicians have no solution, and the parents at times at their wits' end. Oh, then we commend her unto thee for the body, in so far and as it long it may please thee. But above all, may it please thee by thy grace to save her never dying soul. Wilt thou remember our brother elder, who hopes to commemorate his birthday in this week? It is such a different week than former years, where he is called upon to undergo a heart procedure. Do go with him. Bless the hands of the physician. May the means be blessed. And his dear wife in the hospital in this day, in this week, awaiting for the end of the week, when she hopes to undergo heart surgery, oh Lord, may it please thee to watch over her, and may the callings be sanctified. We commend unto thee all those that are under the physician's care in special ways. There are serious and grave concerns. All the different circumstances, they are known unto thee. May the means be blessed, the calling sanctified. And now in this morning hour, then we humbly ask thee for a rich blessing upon the proclamation of thy holy word, but also upon the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, our Lord. May it please thee to make it a special blessing for these fathers and mothers, that they may be given to see and behold matters they have never seen before, because what their little children need, that fathers and mothers also need. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, and may the sacrament be used for the strengthening of the faith of thy true people, our Lord. It all depends and awaits for the application of thy Spirit, all wonder-doing God. Wilt undo wonders in this morning hour, and that at the end of the service we may be given to repeat with the psalmist, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen." We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes, through weakness, fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, and therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion, that therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church. Let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, Thou, O hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family. Thou, who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used to that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you were thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all misery, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father John de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Kyle de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Mitchell de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Brandon Grisnick, Mother Grisnick, Father Jerry Clock, Mother Clock, Father Gert Slootweg, Mother Slootweg, Father Quinn van Leer, Mother van Leer, Father Mark Vandenbroek, Mother Vandenbroek, Father Timothy Vandenberg, and Mother Vandenberg. Fathers and mothers, then in this morning hour, but also in the time that lies behind, then you have reasons to become small, a soft heart, and humbled under the goodness of the Lord, whereby renewal in your married life, the Lord has blessed you with a child, with children, and then you may surely repeat what we have heard out of Psalm 126. The Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And now in this morning hour, in this solemn and serious time, then you may come up to God's house and present, even dedicate your little child unto the Lord, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, and the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost upon their little foreheads. And then we have heard from the prayer which our fathers have composed before baptism, that it begins with O. May I ask you, fathers and mothers, has there also been that O? An O with an impression of the greatness and goodness of the Lord, but also an O of need. And what is now necessary? What does the Lord now require? An O of love and of faith. O parents, has there been a little begging together as husband and wife concerning this little child bound upon the heart? A solemn impression, we have heard it. The water declares it. Our children are unclean. Job 14, verse 4. Who can bring a clean out of an unclean under God's wrath and under His curse by nature? Oh, has there been an O when you were expecting this child? Have you asked for it, parents, that it may be a little one, sanctified from the womb, and even when it would be a boy, one that the Lord would use in a service? And then we have heard it all from our side, all impossible. But then the composers, they have begun, O Almighty and Eternal God. For the Lord, nothing is impossible. He is that mighty God. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Mothers, you may sit down already. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, He is called the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, but then further, Eternal God. God is eternal. And we and our children also shall never cease to exist. But then we also read, in thy great mercy, we beseech thee, even infinite mercy. That is now the hope, fathers and mothers, for us and our children. That is declared so simply and so richly in the sacrament of holy baptism, that water points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sins. And now what do we need, and we and our children need? That is the work and the application of the Holy Spirit. And to that end, the necessity of much prayer. Therein lies the power of the church, the strength of the church. It's true. We know that true prayer, that is a gift of God. But may we, even with our tongues, be given to beg much for us and our children in this solemn time, for that one thing needful. We hope, fathers and mothers, that the Lord may spare you for your children, and your children for you. Father and mother, and others in the congregation that know what it is to bring a child to the cemetery, the Lord uphold them all. And now by renewal, fathers and mothers, you have made an oath not to be perfect parents, but to do your utmost. Sincerity and upright heart, that in this morning, that you as fathers and mothers may say before an all-knowing God, oh, have you said it? Lord, thou knowest. I have experienced not the father and mother what ye oughtn't like to be, but thou may look at my heart. Thou knowest it is my desire that with thy help, that I may instruct my children, my family circle, in the things of the Lord, with an eye upon thee, and begging thee for thy indispensable blessing, that it may be used for the coming of thy kingdom. The Lord grant us help and blessing to that end. Fathers, you may also be seated. Grandparents and great-grandparents, we have said that the prayer before baptism that begins with O. Have there also been those O's of urgency, of need, of bewilderment in the hearts of grandparents and great-grandparents, those exercises? Oh, what a blessing and what a privilege when the Lord grants it. It's not something we can make, though it is our calling, it is our duty, to lay our seed at the throne of grace, asking that the Lord may richly bless them. But what a privilege it is when there may be those O's wrought by the work of the Holy Spirit, that wrestling and that storming of the throne of grace concerning also the sacrament of holy baptism. Brothers and sisters, also a very special morning for you when you may see your little brother or little sister when the water may be sprinkled upon their forehead, and then also for you, then it should be the question, because you've also been baptized. You do not remember, of course, but when you see your brother and sister, then it is good to reflect upon it. And then how is it with you? How often do you think of your baptism? Do you show your baptized forehead to the Lord sometime and say, Lord, I am now a bearer of thy thrice holy name. Wilt thou do for me what is signified in the sacrament? And then for brothers and sisters, then you do well to examine your heart in this day, whether you have received a new heart that loves the Lord, hates sin, and that needs to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Congregation, by renewal we may witness the sacrament of holy baptism. Then fathers and mothers by renewal may hear what they have promised with the baptism of their children. And then on such a morning, do well to examine how it is with that oath. Because in that prayer, there's also spoken of other people. We have heard it. Then the instructors have spoken of the unbelieving and unrepentant world that refused, even with their ears, to hearken unto the proclamation of Noah, although they heard it, but they did not believe it. So two words, unbelieving and unrepentant. Oh, young and old, then in this day, then in this morning, may still be pointed that there is a way to be saved. Oh, then the sacrament of baptism that points to that precious Son of God. Oh, and Noah was given to point the people to that open door with the invitation that there was room for the people in the ark. And then it even speaks of an obstinate Pharaoh. Oh, it is a privilege. Of course, that's an awful thing. When we are like a Pharaoh, that we say, who is the Lord that we shall obey him? And that under all the blessings, under all the plagues, the callings, that we only harden our heart, it's still a privilege, people, with our baptized forehead, that we do not openly grieve the Lord, that his anger comes upon us, that we still have a tender heart and a tender conscience, that God's word has a large and central place in the family circles. But that is not enough, because they read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 5, they all went through the sea, baptized in the cloud, but it was not all Israel that was Israel. We need to become new creatures. We need to receive new hearts. We need to become the poor sinner. And for poor sinners, oh, are there a few poor sinners in my midst? Oh, have there been a few poor sinners that have begged in this morning that the sacrament of holy baptism, that it may be used, that it may be applied, that they may be given to see by an eye of faith. Oh, that may be declared. when that water is sprinkled upon the foreheads of the little children, the precious work of the Lord Jesus Christ as the way to the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit, as I read in Zechariah 13, verse 1, and in that day. Oh, may it be this day, and in that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and uncleanness the Lord add his blessing. While the children are being brought in, then let us sing together of Psalter 417, the first stanza. Send forth, O Lord of my salvation, thy light and truth to be my guide. Oh, let their rays in my privation lead me unto thy habitation. And what follows, Psalter 417, stanza 1. Ian Henry, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Nate Andrew, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Mariah Catherine, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesse Dennis, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Joel, Anna, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Joel Garrett, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Owen Garrett, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Reuben Joel, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Evelyn Ann, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Gabriella Jane, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We now ask the congregation to arise and to sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins. through the blood of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism, we beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King, and High Priest, Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one, only true God. Amen. Psalter 292, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies evermore, from eternity have stood, to eternity endure. And what follows, Psalter 292, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 126, the verses 3, 4, and 5. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Our text words speak of the Lord hath done great things for us with three thoughts. First, be wondering, glad thanksgiving. Secondly, accompanying earnest prayer. And in the third place, anxious, expectant laboring. The Lord hath done great things for us. First, be wondering, glad thanksgiving. Beloved congregation, our text words have been taken from a Song of Degrees. They are Psalm 120 through 134, four ascribed to David, one to Solomon, and the other 10, the author is not written. It is believed that the songs of degrees, that they were sung when the Israelites went up to the holy city to celebrate the feast of the Lord. Psalm 120 is one of distress. Woe unto me that I dwell in Meshach and the tents of Kedar. Psalm 121, in the evening, the Lord has watched over them, and asking the Lord, believing that the God of Israel, he is the faithful keeper that slumbereth and sleepeth not. 122, with gladness, given to express their gladness, when they could go up to the feast of the Lord. 123, expressing they were but a servant and a handmaiden looking unto the Lord. 124, a little bewilderment. If the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been swallowed up alive. 125, when they have approached to Jerusalem, then they were given to see the blessedness of Jerusalem with the mountains. And now in 126, it is a psalm of thanksgiving for the wonderful works of the Lord, for a special deliverance, because it begins with when. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. It was so great, such a wonder. We think of Peter in Acts 12, when he was led out of prison by an angel. He thought it was a vision. Then was her mouth filled with laughter. Oh, we think of a Sarah. In Genesis 18, when she heard the three messengers tell Abram that Sarah, this time of year, would receive a child, Then she had laughed within herself. Oh, there was a time when it still could. But now she was 90 years old. But then it is specifically mentioned in Genesis 21 verse 6 that she was given to laugh indeed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for us. And then our text. Then the psalmist is given to exclaim, the Lord had done great things for us, whereof we were glad. Thus it is clear, upon a great deliverance, very well possible, when the children of Israel were privileged to return from Babylon, was such a wonderful way. Not by might, not by power. Read in Ezra 1 verse 1 that the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus and he gave the command, whoever was willing, had a desire, may return to the land of Canaan, called to build the temple, sacrifices and money letters supplied. Then they were those like those that dreamed. And then the Israelites could truly say, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Then Psalm 126, that speaks of the nation. Psalm 127, that speaks of the blessing of children. And then in this morning, then we have reasons to consider both. When we consider in the past week what has transpired, what the Lord has given in the United States of America, the outcome of the elections, that the Lord has given a president, no, not a perfect man, nevertheless, one that is given to acknowledge the Lord, was given to acknowledge the Lord's special sparing hand some months ago, a purpose, a president, a man that is given to speak, that it is necessary that the nation returns to the principles of the founding fathers, that the word of God needs to have a larger place in the midst of the nation, and where the USA has such a prominent place in this world. Also in the past, when the USA, we think of World War I and World War II, was especially the USA that was used in the hand of the Lord, with other countries, also with Canada, to bring the wars to an end. And when we consider those wars, of course there was much more involved, but also Christian against anti-Christian, and now a country that has departed so far away from the Lord, that he might, by renewal, hopes to become the next president. And we believe also upon unanswered prayers of 4 years ago that have been laid at the throne of grace, that those prayers have also been answered, and that may also be encouragement, where also for our family circles, fathers and mothers, then we read and hear of much that discourages, and that oftentimes parents are given to say, what must we all go through? And it is true, the judgment must and shall come, but it may yet be a postponement. Thus then we may say, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. As a nation that has such a rich heritage does not mean that the Lord has not wrought wonderfully in Canada, especially in the time of the Second Awakening, also upon the prairies and the West Coast. But when we think of the special works that the Lord has done, this week I read of a governor in the States on Thanksgiving Day. Then it used to be that the governors of the states, they would make a proclamation concerning Thanksgiving Day, speaking of the Lord, His wonderful provision, His bounties, His protection. And then in 1857, then the governor of New York, then in his proclamation, then he could speak how he had received a visit from heaven in that week. Not a minister, but a governor. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I've been told by a few, not read it, and you must not look it up today. Must put our technology to the side. Maybe tomorrow you can look it up. But I have been told, after Mr. Donald Trump has given a speech where it seemed to be that he would become the next president, that the crowd that was gathered have sung together, "How Great Thou Art." It was a hymn that a certain man has composed in the 1800s when he was traveling a great thunderstorm with lightning. Then the sun came out and the birds began to sing. And then he was given to pen that hymn. And then in the latter verses, not only speak of providence, but also of grace. Then we may say, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Because it shall also affect the country of Canada, and may that grant a little courage for us and our children. And then we read in verse 2 that even then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. Then the USA, the eyes of the whole world have been upon that country, also the enemies of God, of His Word, and of His church. The Lord had done great things for us. And that, parents, you may say, with the birth of a child, What a wonder that is. The psalmist in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that thou knowest right well. Has there been a little bewilderment, parents? Ah, spoken together, you may embrace, child or children, the wonderful creation of God. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. When is that true gladness? Then it shall be reflected in our life with our oath. We shall do our utmost together as husband and wife to bring up our children in the fear and nurture of the Lord. The Lord has done great things for us also in this morning. Is it not a great thing when that great, majestic, glorious, merciful, just God, that great God is willing to put his thrice holy name upon the foreheads of our little children? Our children have now become God-bearers, shall leave different when they have come. The Lord has done great things for us. That is declared in the sacrament. Heard it out of the form. Ah, the great things that the Father has done for us, church. The great things that the Son has done. The great things that the Holy Ghost has done. And now, young and old, what is now necessary? Oh, they are glad tidings to all people. This morning, congregation, may be declared that there are no impossible cases. Precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. But now to be glad, then we need to experience it in our heart. That is a gladness, people. Oh, there's also gladness in the world, the many good things that the Lord gives us. But that gladness concerning the work of a triune God experienced in the heart. And then we have heard it. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Also concerning family circles. And the Lord remember the parents that had or have desire for more children, and where it does not please the Lord to grant them, the Lord is free and sovereign. Lord, especially remember barren families. But how often in this world that the heathen, the world, when they in public, although the world looks at children as a burden, it limits their freedoms. But still oftentimes the world, the heathen, they are still given to admire large families, be wonder that the Lord provides for them. How often in hospitals that those that give care, they are given to see. When the sick may receive visitors, much love, much care. The Lord has done great things for them. Even funeral directors may be given to see it with the funeral. The love, the compassion, when they may come together But now our text goes further. Accompanying fervent prayer, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. When we think of Babylon, a certain number have returned, but there were still many that were still in Babylon. Many had no desire. Some could not. Think of Daniel and of others. And then also when that people have returned, many needs. Temple needed to be built. It would lie still for 16 years. Later, the walls of Jerusalem. Many enemies. And then when they were given to say, the Lord had done great things for us, whereof we were glad, and that shall take place when the Lord grants that true gladness. Then we have a desire for our children, wife, husband, that all people may share in that gladness, to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. The southern part of the land of Canaan was very barren, very dry. Think of Aksa in Judges 1 verse 15. Then she is asked of Caleb, give me a south land. Give me also streams of water, that land may become fruitful. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. And that is also necessary for countries. Countries that have departed so far. We are part of this country, that the Lord may grant a turning from our side. Seems impossible. Where everything has departed so far from God's word, only hope is that a people may return and start reading, searching God's word in the family circles. Turn again our captivity. Also a fitting prayer with holy baptism. Because by nature, then we are captives. But now the Lord Jesus has come. And it is prophesied of him in Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted ones, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and also the opening of the prison door to them that are bound. So what a fitting prayer. After the sacrament of holy baptism, fathers, mothers for children, Lord, wilt thou as that great and mighty King, wilt thou do a great work, wilt thou bless the simple instruction, family worship. Fathers and mothers, we live in a busy world, but that time, that shall never be lost time. Then sometime we can think, and of course we have our duty, our obligations, but if we may have an impression that it all depends upon the blessing of the Lord, that time that we spend together in family worship around the Bible, singing and praying, then the Lord can restore fourfold our labors, the other hours of the day. Thus, what a fitting prayer, Lord. Oh, may it please thee. By word and by spirit, that captives do not even know they are captives, not worried that they are captives, but wilt thou work lovingly by thy Holy Spirit. But that is not the end, because the next verse includes verse 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And therefore our third thought, anxious, expecting, laboring. Thus that speaks verse 4 of prayer and verse 5 of work. Also necessary. Him who has been chosen to be the next president, that he may be carried upon the wings of prayer, because much seems sometimes everything is against God's word and the old truths and the old ways. But not only pray, but also to work, and for the encouragement of those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Then we have the picture, boys and girls, of a farmer. Time of the psalmist, they did not have big tractors and drills. But then such a sower had a bag of seed, and then in a very orderly way, as he walked forward, then he spread that seed upon the worked up ground. Preparation was necessary. But now it speaks of a sowing in tears. Oh, perhaps that farmer did not have so much. And with that seed, with that grain, that would be less, boys and girls, for the family to eat. And then what a concern for such a farmer, whether the Lord would grant rain, sunshine, could come locusts, that in 5 minutes, maybe a little longer, would eat up his whole crop, a hailstorm, perhaps no opportunity to harvest. Oh, if it was right, what do you think such a farmer has done, boys and girls? Then he has sent up sighs to heaven that the Lord may grant his blessing, that there may be a harvest, of course, in Genesis 8, verse 22. The promise, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. But the farmer needed the personal blessing. So instruction, fathers and mothers, to sow, prayer, but also in hope. What a blessing it is when the Lord by His Spirit grants that we may sow with expectation. The Lord has promised that it shall not return void unto Him. But concerning our country, then we also have a responsibility. For men, of course, we all have different talents. It's a blessing that in the congregation that there are those that are involved in politics. That is also our calling for our men. We need men in our councils, different committees, different departments, different capacities. It's not only to pray, but also to work. And then in the day of tomorrow, a special day, Remembrance Day, boys and girls, you know what we are called to remember. The many soldiers, the Canadian soldiers that have given their lives, the veterans, the armed forces. Then it's also our duty, our calling, so far that it is possible. One in different communities may gather together to remember those matters, to gather at the Senate. Then it is also our calling and obligation that we are present, that we forget not the history of our country, the blood that has been shed for the many liberties, that we and our children may still enjoy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And then for a further encouragement, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Ah, those sheaves. Those are those among young and old that have been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, and that becomes a sheaf for the Lord. And then at the end, some younger, some older, then the heavenly husbandmen, read there of in Matthew 3, then he shall come to gather those sheaves and bring them into heaven, where they shall perfectly and eternally be given to declare, the Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of wonderful things, but we have also seen wonderful things. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant the application? Remember these parents with their children. Grant traveling mercies. May we keep the Sabbath day holy. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 195, the four stanzas. Abundant fields of grain shall wave, all white for harvesting, and boundless joy and gladness fill the city of the King. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek preparatory service this coming Thursday at 7:30 p.m. 195, the four stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.